Okay, there's no vacation from Torah learning, so I want to, even though we're on vacation yeshiva, I'd like to record a couple of ideas from the Chasam Sofer on Parshas Bo. So, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Bo el Paro, come to Paro. Why? Ki ani echbarati es libo, because I hardened his heart. Asks the Chasam Sofer, why is that the reason to come to Paro? Because I hardened his heart. Says the Chasam Sofer as follows. Paro had already been established as a kofer b'Hashem. He's denied Hashem. After one makkah, two makkahs, three makkahs, he says he's going to let the people go, then he doesn't let them go. He already rebelled against Hashem and denies Hashem. So Moshe Rabbeinu has to stay away from such a Russia. Maybe he shouldn't deal with Paro at all. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling him, listen, Moshe, Bo El Paro, you can go speak to Paro. You know why? Because I'm the reason he's not letting them go. I am punishing him. I am in his life. I am involved. I am here. Since I am here, you can speak to him. Don't think he's just Stama Russia. He's a Russia who Hashem is involved with his life, who Hashem is punishing. One of the ideas I thought to see from here is a person should always view, obviously, the good things in life, he should appreciate that they come from Hashem. But even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings things that look like bad things in his life, he should realize that Hashem is dealing with him also. Hashem is with him. So Hashem says to Moshe, you can go to Paro because I'm with Paro. Idea number two. Bo el Paro, ki ani echbarati es libo v'slev avadav, for two reasons. Why did Hashem harden Paro's heart? Why did he make such a big deal out of all the makos and didn't just send the Jewish people out in an easy, quick, one, two, three way? Says the Chasam Sofer. Paro should have asked this kasha. If Hashem wanted to send the Jewish people out, why didn't he send them out? Is HaKadosh Baruch Hu not capable? So what do you have to go through this whole song and dance with Moshe and Aaron? This makkah, that makkah, the other makkah, 10 makkahs, what do you need it? Says the Chasam Sofer, the Pasuk's teaching us two reasons. Laman shisigos sayele b'kirbo, to punish Paro. Laman to saper bozne bincha ben bincha, and also to cause Klal Yisrael to develop emuna. This is one of the very big themes of the Chasam Sofer this week, that there are two primary reasons for the big sound and light show in Egypt. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, Laman Shisi Osasayel Rikurbo, that they should be makabel their punishment, and also to develop this sense of emuna in Klal Yisrael. Yitzias Mitzrayim, as the Chasam Sofer will say time and again this week, Yitzias Mitzrayim was made in order to establish emuna in Klal Yisrael. That's why we say in the Aseres HaDibros, we say, Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzisicha Me'eretz Yitzrayim Beis Avadim. That's why in Kriya Shema, the third paragraph of Shema is all about Yitzias Mitzrayim. Because Yitzias Mitzrayim is part and parcel of Kabbalah's O Malchus Shemayim. The whole reason we accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu as our Hashem is because of what he did for us in Egypt. So this was one of the major goals. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to just send them out like, you know, chick-chock, one, two, three. He needed to have the makos and to have this whole process so that we would remember it. So we would remember the makos, we'd remember Kriyas Yamsuf in order to instill emuna in Klal Yisrael for all generations. This is the yisod of our emuna even today. The Hakaras HaTov that we have, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Egypt and made us into a people. Now, the next piece is classic Chasam Sofer, unbelievable. He says like this, we all know that the name of a person has a very big influence on the type of personality that the person has. Shma Kagar. The name of a person influences his personality. And he says like this, Bo El Paro. We know that in Aramaic, Aleph, Ches, He, and Ayin are interchangeable, and Beis Vav Mem Pei are interchangeable. So he says, Bo El Paro, if you take the word, the letters Beis Aleph, Bo El Paro, you switch the Beis with a Pei, because Bumap are interchangeable, and you switch the Aleph with the Ayin of Paro, you get Arbe. And that's the Makkah they were talking about right now. By Bo El Paro, you'll be able to switch the letters into the letter Arba, because the name, the Hebrew language, affects the way a person's life is. And he explains in the middle of this piece that the Talmidei Chachamim knew how to use the letters of the Hebrew language and apply them to people's names, either to bring positive things to them or to bring negative things to them. So the study of Torah, the study of the Hebrew language, the mysterious, mystical elements of the Hebrew language can change a person's life. But if you attach yourself to the Hebrew language and to your name and to the study of Torah, it can bring great blessings on a person's life. So Bo El Paro caused Arba, because exchanging those letters, you see the significance of the letters and the significance of the Jewish name. Let's continue. Now, one of the themes the Chasam Sofer repeats over and over again in this week's parasha is this business of Chozek Yad. Hashem had to use a Chozek Yad to get the Jewish people out of Egypt because we were submerged in the 49th level of Tum HaKadosh Baruch Hu, had to pull a miracle to get us out of it. And that's what he says. Bo El Paro Ki Ani Chabadati Eslibo. But you better come because I hardened his heart. Yesh Lefarish. Tichsev Ki Yish'olcha Bincha Machalim Or Mazos Metlov B'chozek Yad Otzion Hashem Yimitzrayim. Says the Medrash. What caused Hashem to have to perform such a miracle? The fact that Klal Yisrael stooped to such a low level because of Shichchas HaTorah. Hinei Shichchas HaTorah Balan Ashalo Haisegul Tzayim Gula Shleima Ki Chatanu Mavaseinu V'lo Hishlichu Giluli Mitzrayim. We started getting into everything in Egypt and we forgot the Torah, and this caused us to fall to such a low level. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to redeem us with a Yad Chazaka, which is Shalo Kedas, not a normal way. He had to do it with a Yad Chazaka because we were so low, in order to convince us of the greatness of Hashem and the greatness of being a Jew and following Hashem. He had to do it with a Yad Chazaka because we were so low. To build up our emunah required major miracles on so many levels. And I think one of the lessons for us about this is that the further away a person slips, the harder it's going to be for him to get back. And we have to remind ourselves of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being in our lives, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu connecting to us and the times they did connect to us, and not forget. That's why we remember Yitzias and Simon so many things, as he's going to continue in the very, very next piece. The very next piece he says, V'zeu ba'atzmo pir shapasak, v'haya la'os hayadcha ul'totofos v'ninecha, ki b'chozek yad otziyacha Hashem Yitzrayim. We wear tefillin on our arms and between our eyes to remind us that Hashem had to do such a major miracle to take us out of Egypt. He says, tefillin are an os. They are a sign for somebody forgetting something. Unbelievable, he says, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu wears tefillin. And he showed Moshe the kesher of tefillin after the Egel, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was contemplating forgetting about the Jewish people after the Chet HaEgel. Unbelievable pshat. He was contemplating forgetting about the Jewish people after the Egel. So Hashem wears tefillin to remember the Jewish people and not to throw them away after their sins. And our tefillin, we wear so that we shouldn't forget that which Hashem did for us. It's a sign to remind us. Not only are tefillin an oath that we don't forget about Hashem, it's also an oath that we shouldn't forget about our sins that caused us to distance from Hashem. These are the two signs of the tefillin. We should remember what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us, and we should also remember the Chet HaEgel, that's what the Medrash says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu almost forgot about us, and that we were so low, Bizman Yitzias Mitzrayim, that we needed the Chozek Yad. Right? That's what the pasuk means. That when we forget about him, he needs to redeem us. So tefillin is an os to remind ourselves of this special connection. Amazing that he says that Hashem wears tefillin because he might have forgotten about us also after the Chet HaEgel. Let's continue. He says something incredible that, again, in the next piece, he talks about, again, two reasons for the big sound and light show in Egypt. One of them was to punish Paro. The other one is to instill emuna in Klal Yisrael. But during Makas Choshech, anyone who still didn't have emuna died. So after Makas Choshech, he says, the reason he's bringing the last couple of makos is just to punish Paro and no longer to inspire Emunah, because whoever was left after Choshech had Emunah. What I found amazing about this Chasam Sofer is that there were still Jews who didn't believe, even as late as Makas Choshech. How could there be Jews who still didn't believe after the first seven makos? I get it, how Paro hardened, Hashem hardened his heart, but how could there be Jews who didn't believe that had to die in Makas Choshech, that they didn't believe? Elamai, what you see from here is that miracles don't necessarily convince people of the truth of things. Just because they saw seven makos doesn't mean that they're going to believe, or eight makos doesn't mean, because a few days after the makah, you say, well, maybe it was just happened, but it wasn't really a miracle. Hashem didn't really do it. Miracles are not the best way to inspire a person's emunah. Miracles can get you excited in the first place, but then it's the day in and day out serving Hashem and connecting with Him in a regular and real way. That's what continues emunah. So there were some people who didn't buy it, even to Makas Choshech. Really amazing. Now, the last couple of pieces. Eis asher hisalalti b'mitzrayim. Rashi says, I played a game with Mitzrayim. Chasam Sofer says, what game did Hashem play with Mitzrayim? Isn't it interesting? And he points this out. I never really thought about this, but isn't it interesting that Egypt was the only place in the world that had food during the famine? And the whole rest of the world came to them, and they stored up all the money and all the wealth and all the food of everybody, and it ended up being only for Klal Yisrael, that when they left, they could take this money out. That the whole growth of Egypt, and he says that Klal Yisrael thought that maybe the Egyptians' gods were really the right gods. Look, they were the only place in the world that had food. They gave food to everybody else. So they slept, the Klal Yisrael fell into this trap of believing that maybe the Egyptian god was the real god. And then what happened was Yitzias Mitzrayim and Daber Nobos, they take all this money, all the wealth that they made, the Jewish people took with them out of Egypt. So they believed in Paro mistakenly, but says the Chasam Sofer concludes and says, we see history, we see what happened, we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them out, so we can't make the same mistake. They Klal Yisrael back in the day made a mistake. They thought that Egypt was really a real power. But we, if we don't appreciate that which Hashem does for us, we saw that Hashem took us out. We have to remember, we have to appreciate, we have to be positive. But the whole greatness and grandeur of Egypt was that Klal Yisrael should leave Berchush Gadol, and that Berchush Gadol was both a physical rechush gadol of money and a spiritual rechush gadol, believing once HaKadosh Baruch Hu got them out of there with money that they should be close to Hashem forever. This was the start of the Jewish people, and this caused this will cause us to be close to Hashem forever. Okay, we have a couple of final pieces here, and we're going to call it a night. Shalach ami v'yavduni. Yire, dahainu, chizuk lev paro. Yeah, once Moshe Rabbeinu said, shalach ami v'yavduni, that Hashem is saying, that send my people that they serve me, this is what caused paro's heart to heart. Why? Ki mishu mitur havai hold on 1 second. Right. So this word v'yavduni caused Paro a lot of problems. Why? It says like this. Says the Chasam Sofer as follows. V'yavduni? What does Hashem need from people? What does Hashem need for our avoda? Umat zoruch ama chasilo. What's Hashem missing that it needs our avoda? V'chol sa'ar shekol umashlo chasir davar anishlam ha'idei aktar v'akrava? I understand about regular flesh and blood king, but about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he needs v'yavduni, he needs our avoda. Ze'yef shel shmo. Aval im ha'ya omer shehu achana la'atzmam l'kabel shefa v'tosef esbracha. No, we have to serve Hashem because He's going to give us all the blessings of the world and all the gashmias and all so many blessings. So then Paro could get it. Aval v'yavduni, to serve Hashem, he doesn't get it. Oh, says the Chasam Sofer, Achar kach al kachas al par omer mi v'mi aholchim. Ki lavar also tzarech shluchim nechbadim v'lo tafanoshim. If you're going to go serve him, so the men should go. But what do you need the kids? Achim hoyle tovas atzmam. If it was for the benefit of Klal Yisrael, l'kabal shefa brachos, then it makes sense that the kids should go. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu changed his tactics and said, Ki chag Hashem lanu. V'lo lo. Al kein tzarech lelech bin arenu v'zkunenu. We're not going to serve Hashem. We're going to get the shefa brachos from Hashem. And that's why we need our children there as well. And therefore, Paro chased them away because he said, "Lechuna hagvarim ve'ivdu." You wanted v'yavduni. So it should only be the men. Ki osa atem avakshim, v'lo avodas atzmechem. Right? If you're going to serve Hashem, what do you need the kids there for? The kids are only going to disrupt. That's what he says later, also. So the point is. Kevin Shachag Hashem Lochem Lalon Kain Zonchem Mukarchem Yutzak. So the Chasam Sofer says over here that Behulo Haven Kishneim Emes. Really, both reasons were true. Ki Kol Yishov Chefzo Yisparach Shmo Lehetiv. Kadosh Baruch Hu just wants to do great things for Klal Yisrael. Ukishahima Ruya Lakabal Tova. When we are Roy. To be mekabel Thomas, I have a kemosif koach, v'ata yigna koach Hashem. So we give HaKadosh Baruch Hu an excuse to give us brachos. U'kishachas v'shalom atzinoros nestamim, matishim koach shalemala. And when we don't do the right thing, so the shefa bracha dries up. So that's what it means. Shalacham yivyavduni, and it's also for us. U'besof haven paro, v'amar gam tzonchem gam korchem k'hu, yeah, you got to take everybody. So there's really two reasons why we serve Hashem. We serve Hashem because not that He needs our service. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need our service. But we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu so that we have a relationship with Him and He gives us what we need. And we appreciate that what He gives to us. So this is what he's saying over here. There's two aspects. There's shalachami v'yavduni, to serve Hashem, but the ultimate is chag Hashem lanu, that Yiddishkeit is for the benefit of us. Once we serve, we have that connection, we have those shefa brachos, and we end up getting the brachos. And the last one or two pieces, right, in the next piece is really where he spells out the same idea. He talks about how what do you need the kids for? The basically have all the same. There's two types of avodas. Lasok b'Torah tefila. What do you need the kids for? They're going to just interrupt. They're not capable of learning Torah and davening, the little children. But if you're going to tell me it's like Simchas HaChag, so then it makes sense to take everybody. Then it makes sense. But if it's just to go daven and learn, so what do you need the kids for? He says, "V'nei avodah kagon simchas hachag mikri lochem." Mashkin avodas Hashem b'tefila is mikri laHashem. Nehi she'ein laKadosh Baruch Hu tzarich b'karbonosei. No, Hashem doesn't need our karbonos. Malkom kevin shu miyuchad rak laHashem, mikri laHashem. Like the Gemara says, "Chetzio lochem and chetzio laHashem." Hagam she mitzvah say gemur l'samech b'chag v'achilush siya b'chlam zim. Malkom mikri laHashem. Even though it's a mitzvah to rejoice on Yontif, but that's called we're eating and we're rejoicing. For that, we would need the kids. Does HaKadosh Baruch Hu really want all your kids there? That kids mess up your service. Kids, you don't want little kids in davening. Your little kids can't learn. If you're serving Hashem, the kids are not going to help you. Moshe answers, "Ki chag Hashem lanu, avoda simchi b'hakel hakol yachad." No, Yiddishkeit is a celebration of everybody together, the whole family. V'tzarech gam ken ataf. We need the kids there also. I'll say, "Amar paro ruki ra neged penechem shadadchem." Oh, it must be if you're taking everybody, so you're going to run away because you want to make a party, and you're going to have a party of celebrating the freedom of running away. So, if you need the kids, that's why it must be a problem for Paro. Okay, we'll do one last piece here. One last piece. Maybe two last pieces. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu says to Paro, you're going to give us the karbanos. What do you mean? We never find Paro actually giving him the karbanos. What does that mean? So, says the Chasam Sofer, from the fact that Klal Yisrael was so scared of Paro, it caused us to serve Hashem with such real intense feeling. Adam kiyakar mikem, karbon, if a person really is makriv his nefesh takadosh baruch hu, that's the best karbon takadosh baruch hu. So he says, this is what it means. This is what the pasuk means. Uparo hikriv, haynu kamar Moshe Rabbeinu, gamatatitim biyadein zvachim va'olos. You, by the fact that you made life so miserable for us, you're the one who caused us to reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you caused us to leave. So that's what it means. You gave us the karbanos. By scaring us, you gave us the motivation to return to Hashem and to connect to Him and to do the Karban Pesach and to be able to be redeemed on that based on what Paro did to us. So that's what it means. Gam'ata titein b'yadein, is you gave the karbanos in our hands by scaring us. Sometimes when there's anti-Semitism, it causes people to get even closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the last piece he talks about is, Dabar Nabah Azneam, this whole business that Klal Yisrael had to leave Mitzrayim with a lot of gold and silver, so that Avraham Avinu shouldn't say that, oh, they were slaves, but Hashem didn't fulfill the promise of what's going on? Why do they have to leave with wealth? So the Chasam Sofer explains here that the reason Klal Yisrael had to leave with wealth is because the wealth that the Jewish people took out of Egypt were the nitzotzos of Kedusha that were meant to be elevated and raised. And this was symbolic of the money they took out of Egypt was that once they came to Klal Yisrael, they got elevated and raised and sanctified, because the job of Klal Yisrael is to take all the physical things in this world, even in Egypt, which was a place that was so far away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it was so far away, but once the money came to Klal Yisrael, so then they were able to elevate it and use it in the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why it was so important that they leave with the money. Not because they needed to be paid for all the Avodah, but he says, he quotes the Zohar, just like when Yosef took all the money out of Egypt, so the Zohar says it means he took all the sparks of Kedusha that were in Egypt. And similarly, Klal Yisrael, when they left Egypt, they took all the money. It symbolized the fact that when the money came to Klal Yisrael, this was all the sparks of ruchnius, of spirituality, that were symbolized by this money. This money that was to become Klal Yisrael that they took out of Egypt and took into the desert with them. That's why it was so important, because it symbolized Klal Yisrael taking not just physical bounty and booty, not just the money, but also the spiritual bounty that was in Egypt. Whatever ruchnius was there, Klal Yisrael took out with them when they left. And I think the lesson for us is that any time a person finds himself in life, especially on vacation, he's in a place that he can enjoy, but he has to look to try to take the ruchnius out of every situation in life. How to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through every situation. If he's on a mountain, if he's by the ocean, wherever he might be, to connect and to take the nitzotzos of Kedusha out of that place. That's why Klal Yisrael had to leave with the rechush gadol. The money symbolized the drinking up whatever little sparks of Kedusha, even in a godforsaken place like Egypt, they were able to go out with a Ruchosh Gadol, both a physical one and a spiritual one. Thank you very much for listening, and I wish everybody a great Shabbos.